What I am going to talk to you about tonight is a topic that is of extraordinary topical importance, but also of great subtlety, philosophically and in every other way.
This is the construct.
Of the subject, if there is such a thing, which I doubt, can no case amount to a dissolution of the subject. Deconstruction doesn't mean, to me, dissolution.
Consciousness is a bunch of tricks in the brain.
Crossed a certain threshold of alienation from nativity, from your indigenous culture, and be able to write good English, write in a certain style of English to be even considered a scholar.
An entirely naturalistic and ultimately, in a certain sense, mechanistic at the nano level, at the protein level.
The word subject.
And therefore become a rich, complex organism.
The construct.
First, we have to translate these words into first a different idiom, and finally in all the possible idioms.
Water expands when it freezes, so the pressure tries to undo the expansion and melts it. It's capable of melting it, but other substances contract.
If there are human rights, the construct, which means universally valid human rights, they should be accessible, understandable to everyone, whatever language.
Your genetic endowment.
Latin for who controls the means of production.
Billions of years on this planet.
You have to know what it is that you're permitted to understand.
The first thing you have to do is say is a universal translation of what the subject is.
The world is an entire universe, is a mechanical object.
Physics hasn't changed. But now we have free will.
The genealogical analysis of the trajectory through which the concept has been built, used, applied, and so on and so forth.
The more I ask why,
the concept
gets interesting. If you ask my ideas,
the implementation is
more interesting.
Competence of a dolphin or of a chimpanzee. The cognitive competence, the sort of mental competence, is hugely superior to the competence of, you know, a lobster.
And these are hunter-gatherers, data hunter-gatherers in the hinterlands of the third world. And this whole pyramid structure supplying data to the theory makers. The theory makers come from the first world, and the third world people supply filling the data.
An intelligible world unless you could duplicate it in a machine.
But it's that power which sets us as
the construct.
Finally, after a long struggle, it took a long time, scientists just accepted this as common sense.
A new training environment that is flexible, supports repetition, reduces overhead, and available at the point of need.
They abandoned the search for an intelligible world.
We don't just act for reasons. We represent our reasons.
He unveiled
to ourselves and
many of the secrets of nature.
It has to do with gravity. Falls with all the planets and everything else. Never mind. It goes on and on.
We just impose the conception of the world in terms of geometric, perfect geometric objects.
Why? Because we don't just act for reasons. We act for reasons that we consciously represent.
The color subject was first the substance, something which is underneath. Identical to itself, in different construct, the different properties, qualities, attributes. It is the center of an identity.
There are many different levels. It depends on whether you're a student of physics or an ordinary person who doesn't know.
Understandings of physical reality were based on perceptions that were actually illusory.
That's the same force, as a matter of fact. The electrical force, not the magnetic. Just the power and the obligation to think ahead, to anticipate, to see the consequences of our action, to be able to evaluate those consequences in the light of what other people tell us, to share our wisdom with each other. No other species can do anything like that.
The subject is something.
Everything's made out of its electrical forces. In minor and microscopic details.
The construct.
There's other forces involved in this. Connected to electrical forces. It turns out that the magnetic and the electric force with which I wish to explain these things, this repulsion of the first one, is what ultimately is the deeper thing that we have to start, that we can start with, to explain many other things that looked like they were, everybody would just accept them.
Identical to itself.
It involves these same repulsive forces that appear in magnets.
Cannot be divided, can be counted as one. Analyze all the assumptions, the hidden assumptions in the process of these constitutions of human rights. The concept of subject has been referred.
All the electrons are spinning in the same direction. They all get lined up, and they magnify the effect of the force until it's large enough at a distance that you can feel it. But it's a force which is present all the time, very common, and is an amazing force. I'm more technical. But at an early level, I'm just about to have to tell you that's going to be one of the things you'll just have to take as an element in the world, the existence of magnetic repulsion. Electrical
representations of reality.
The construct.
There are some institutional processes which encourage certain theories and methods to be used, and these theories and methods result in certain conclusions and truths, and these in fact perpetuate the institutional processes. And these tend to be controlled by a dominant culture.
I think each thinker must accompany all of our representations.
And those are some of the parts. If you were a student, I could go further. I could tell you that the magnetic force is related to the electrical forces very intimately. That our relationship between the gravity forces and electrical forces remains unknown.
Referred to as such, I would say all. I, and the I is supposed to be the subject, identical, always intact under